Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. This week, we are picking up the conversation we started last week with the Reverend Ken Ndumbugwa from Nairobi, Kenya. Thank you for traveling all this way to visit us and spend some time on 5 Minutes in Church History. Good to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Last week, you told us a great story about your mother's uncle and how he was one of the first converts of African Inland Mission, and now you're carrying on and that tradition of being a pastor. And you're also the managing director of Ecclesia Africa, which is promoting biblical resources to build healthy churches. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing with Ecclesia Africa and what it's all about.
Amen. So across the continent, there's many awesome efforts going on. People that we would call like-minded, who have confidence in the scriptures and are seeking to expound them accurately, equip other pastors to go out and shepherd their flocks well. But oftentimes, the common denominator for all the people on our team, if you so please, is most of them are struggling to get access to theological resources to continue with the work of establishing churches and equipping them.
Is this true? I've been told, you know, we do the Reformation Study Bible, that for many, this is like a month's wage to be able to purchase.
Oh, yes.
Is that so just the scarceness of resources?
Yes. Yeah. Either resources are simply not available, they're not there, or when they're there, they're too expensive.
It's just out of reach.
They're just out of reach.
Yeah. So you're trying to put these resources in people's hands.
Yeah. Make them available and affordable and accessible, but also eventually trying to remove the Americanisms, as we call them, from the books, like baseball analogies and weird things like that, sports we've
put
never...
Put in football analogy,
there you go.
Like true
there you
football
go.
Analogy.
True sports.
There we go.
Yeah, so... That's what we exist for, and trying to make those resources accessible to the church.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned from studying church history is once you put the right resources in people's hands, you see things begin to happen. So we applaud your efforts there and pray for your work there. You know, as you survey the current landscape of Christianity in Africa, are you hopeful for what you see, and not only the present, but what the future of Christianity in Africa might be?
Yeah, so as you say, a study of church history is very encouraging because you can see that God is not a respecter of persons. And in times past, he's taken pleasure in allowing those winds of grace to blow in certain areas and allow truth, which seemed to have been lost. And even sometimes so bleak was the situation, it seemed as though the church would never come back again. And in Africa, there's a lot of darkness. There's many stories that you could point to that kind of show you, the church is in a... not a very healthy state. But at the same time, especially the last decade or so, we've been hearing of college students, for example, who have this appetite for truth that simply wasn't there 15 years ago. So quite often, we'll receive phone calls now from universities and the Christians there who have organized themselves in what they call Christian unions, will be calling us to say, hey, come speak to us about where the prosperity gospel is not right, or come speak to us about the authority and sufficiency of Scripture. And oftentimes we are like, who told you about this?
Yeah, right.
Because we've been saying this for a long, long time, but it doesn't seem like anybody has been listening. And now it seems like it's a very common thing across universities for us to see that appetite and that hunger. So it's spreading across the land, and we are quite encouraged by that.
That is very encouraging. You know, we need to realize church history is being made, and there are history makers right now in Africa. And if God should tarry over the next centuries, we'll have their stories to tell. Well, thank you for sharing this, reminding us of what a global church we are part of, and it gives us great cause to pray for the winds of grace to blow across Africa. Amen. So thank you for your time. That was some time with the Reverend Ken Ndumbugwa from Nairobi, Kenya. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. Well, I see we have a moment for a quote, so I'll turn to one of my favorites, Jeremiah Burroughs. He wrote, "The work of God in forgiving a sinner has abundance of glorious mysteries in it. The argument stands thus. That man or woman for whom God shall work such a work as has a multitude of glorious ministries in it, that man or woman is blessed."